And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go out to Jack Benny's house in Beverly Hills. It's morning, and Rochester is preparing the bath for his boss.
There, that's enough water. When Mr. Benny takes a bath, he wants everything just right. I better check. Bath mat, bath towel, bath salt, soap, rubber duck. There's a large boat and a life preserver. Better tie the life preserver to the faucet. Last time the plug came out, Mr. Benny had to fight his way upstream like a salmon. Trouble that man goes through to take a bath. I'm glad he don't do it often. He showers most of the time. Well, I guess that's...
Good morning, Rochester.
Oh, good morning, boss. Your bath is ready.
Well, I'm in a hurry this morning, so I'll just take a shower.
But, boss, the tub is all ready.
I don't care. I'm going to take a shower.
The bath mat, the towels.
I'm going to take a shower.
The bath sauce, the soap.
I'm going to take a shower.
The rubber duck, the celluloid boat, the life preserver.
Well...
You going to take a bath?
No, give me the rubber duck. I'll hold it in the shower. And, Rochester, next time, don't blow this duck up so high. The way its eyes pop out, it looks like Eddie Cantor.
I'll fix that.
No, you better put the air back in. Now it's so wrinkled, it looks like Fred Allen. Never mind, I'll blow it up myself.
You better hurry with your shower. Professor LeBlanc, your violin teacher, is waiting in the library.
Oh, yes, I have to take my violin lesson today. Well, Rochester, you go downstairs and get the house cleaned up.
Okay. Get the house cleaned up. Every day the same thing. Dusting, washing, cleaning, scrubbing. If I could have guessed who Mrs. Hush was, I'd have... No, I'd only had more things to dust. And I was so sure it was Lena Horne. Well, I better go in the kitchen and... Oh, my goodness, what's that? Mr. Benny, what happened?
I broke my rubber duck. See?
Shall I take it down and have it vulcanized?
No, let's wait and see what Christmas brings. Now, Rochester, tell Professor LeBlanc I'll be right down.
No, Monsieur Benny. Please, tune up the violin. I will make the A on the piano. No. You are flat. Pull the string up a little tighter.
Okay.
Tighter. Ah!
Oh, darn it. The string broke.
Good. That's one down and three to go.
Well, you better put a new string on, Professor, while I open the window. It's kind of hot in here. There.
Hey, Stevie, kick it to me. And then I'll... Look, there's Mr. Benny in the window. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Joey. Hello, Stevie.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Hey, Mr. Benny, some of us kids are going to play football. Can you come out and play with us?
Oh, gee, I can't, Joey. I got to take my violin lesson. Maybe a little later.
Okay, we'll wait for you.
Mr. Benny, you better close the window. It will be quieter.
Okay.
Here's your violin. We will start with the piece I gave you last time. What was it again?
The glowworm.
Oui, monsieur, the glowworm. It is very pretty. Commence.
Okay.
Mr. Benny. Mr. Benny, it is such a small worm. Do not kill it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll take it again.
Mr. Benny, what are the plink plinks?
I'm stepping over the worm.
Mr. Benny, leave the jokes to the comedians.
Yes,
sir.
Perhaps we better limber up a little more with the exercises.
As you wish.
Play it softer with emotion. Dip your bow in Jergens lotion. Nero played while Rome was burning. Right now for a match I'm yearning. Now, Mr. Benny, you are sounding worse than ever.
But, Professor, I've been practicing 2 hours every day.
How can you stand it?
What?
Now, look, that is enough of the exercises. Let us go back to the lesson. This time, get the tempo right. We will use the metronome.
Okay.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Mr. Benny, what is that?
Eastern Columbia, Broadway at night.
What is that?
Folly's Burlesque, Main Street at 6.
Oh, oui, oui. The third girl from the end with the red hair. Oh, la, la.
Professor! Professor LeBlanc!
Excuse me. I hope you will not say anything to my wife.
Your wife? Why?
She is the third girl from the other end.
Oh, she's the one with the... Oh, your wife! Well, anyway, Professor, let's get on with the lesson. I want to go out and play football.
Oui, oui. Commence. Mr. Benny, please. The lesson she is over. Will you please pay me my money now and don't keep me waiting like always?
Oh, yes, yes, Professor. I'll go down my vault and get it. Oh, excuse me, there's the door.
The money for the lesson, please.
I'll be right back.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Dennis. Come on in. Say, Dennis, didn't I see you at the Notre Dame-USC football game yesterday?
Yeah, I was there.
Well, I had an awful time getting my tickets. How'd you get yours?
From my cousin. He plays for Notre Dame.
Notre Dame? Oh, of course. Certainly. You're Irish. What's your cousin's name?
Kazakowski.
Kazakowski?
His real name is McNulty.
What?
He changed it to get on the team.
Oh. Well, anyway, there was a lot of excitement, and I thought Notre Dame played great.
So did UCLA.
Dennis, UCLA didn't play yesterday.
USC sent for them in the third quarter.
Dennis, what are you talking
about? Mr. Benny, please. I am waiting for my money.
Oh, yes, yes, Professor. I'll go in my vault and get it.
Well, I'll run along, Mr. Benny. I got to go to the recording studio and make a record.
A record? You know, Dennis, I made a whole album of records. A lot of comedy with my cast and a couple of violin solos.
You did?
Yeah. You know, you can get them in any music store.
Is there anything else you want to advertise before I leave?
No, that's all.
Well, I got to run along. Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
So long, Dennis. Oh, by the way, kid, is your mother going to have a Christmas tree?
Yeah, but this year she's going to buy it from somebody else.
Well, if she changes her mind, I'll be at Sunset in Fairfax.
Okay.
Goodbye. See, I better start a week earlier this Christmas. I had to burn 10 of them last year.
Huh? Mr. Benny, you haven't paid me for your lesson.
Oh, yes, yes, Professor. How thoughtless of me. I'll go into my vault and get your money. Gee, I wonder who keeps it further underground, me or Fort Knox. I must ask him someday when I'm there to collect the rent.
Thank you.
or foe?
Friend.
What's the password?
The British are coming.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Benny.
Yes, yes. We've had that password a long time now, haven't we, Ed?
Yes, ever since that night you hung the lantern in the old North Church.
Oh, yes.
By the way, Mr. Benny, did that fellow on horseback ever make it?
Why?
Huh? I had $2 on him.
Well, excuse me a minute, Ed. I'm going to open the vault.
How much money are you putting in?
Oh, nothing. You know, I'm taking some out.
Oh? Sickness in the family?
No, no, everything's all right. Well, I'm going to open the vault now.
Shall I take a sleeping pill?
No, no. Oh, no, Ed, you can watch. It's all right. See, the combination is right to 45, left to 60, back to 15, and left to 110. There. Why be half safe? Now let's see. One violin lesson, $1.50. There it is. Well, see you later, Ed.
All right. Oh, by the way, Mr. Benny, I meant to ask you, how are things on the outside?
Oh, it's December. Winter is nearly here. And the leaves are falling.
Say, that must be exciting.
No, no. No, Ed, people are wearing clothes now.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Goodbye, Ed. Well, now here you are, Professor, $1.50. Here's your dollar, and here's the... Oh, darn it, it was so dark down there, I got the wrong coin. Professor, have you got change for a Spanish doubloon?
No, 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 please, Mr. Benny, go back to the vault and get me the other 50 cents.
Okay, okay, I'll do it right now.
Mr. Benny?
Excuse me a minute, I want to answer the phone.
Sacre bleu!
Hello?
This is the Palm Springs operator, Miss Livingston, calling Jack Benny.
Oh, good. This is Jack Benny. Hello, Mary?
Just a minute. I'll have to ring her back.
All right, I'll wait. Gee, I'm sure glad that Mary's calling. Oh, Donna, there's someone at the door. Come in! Oh, hello, Don. I'll be with you in a minute.
Jack, I've got the quartet here, and we're in an awful hurry.
Well, Don, you'll have to wait until
will
I get the phone
behind,
call.
Mr. Benny?
Yes, yes, I'm waiting.
Mr. Benny, my 50 cents.
Just a minute, Professor.
Jack, as long as you're holding the line, I want you to hear the number the sportsman has prepared.
Don.
It'll fit beautifully if you ever do a Western play.
Well, wait till I'm through on the phone. Mary is calling me.
It'll only take a minute.
I'm ringing Miss Livingston.
Good, good.
I knew you'd want to hear it.
Don, I wasn't talking to you. Anyway, if you want me to hear the quartet, make it fast. Mary will be on the phone any minute.
Okay,
now.
Hit it, boys.
The old thing, dragging music to the cattle as you swing. Back and forward in the saddle on the hall.
Pretty good hunts
and a syncopated, and it's such a fun you need it to the roar of his routine and seeing smile. He's been smoking like he's back for quite a while. That's the one he likes. He will never roll his own again for what it'll be used when he can send for good old Lucky. Good old Lucky.
Hello?
Good old
Mary?
Right.
Oh, well, Mary, I can't hear you. What? Boys, I'm trying to talk. Shut up, will you?
Mr. Benny, my 50 cents, please.
I'll give you a leg. Hello, Mary? Boy! Mary? Boy! Hello?
Boy, Mr. Benny, you're stuck. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Wait a minute.
Mary, wait a minute. Mary, I can't hear you. Wait a minute. Hello, Mary? Mary? Oh, darn it, she must have hung up. Well, I'll call her later. Now, look, Don, did you have to go out?
Mr. Benny.
What?
They went out.
Oh, Dean, I wanted to tell him something.
My 50 cents, please.
In a minute, Professor. Oh, Don! Don! Well, I guess they've gone. Gee, they got away so fast.
Say, Mr. Benny, we're still waiting for you to play football with us. Yeah, come on out.
Well, I can't yet. Okay, I'll tell you. I'll do what I have to do later. Come on, Stevie. But we better choose up sides first.
Well, how can we? There are five of us.
Yeah, and that won't come out even.
Now, let's see. 2 and 5. Yeah, it won't come out even. Well, look at that. Since I'm the biggest, I'll take Joey on my side, and we'll play the three of you. Now, come on. Let's see.
Hey, Jackson. Hey, Jackson.
Huh?
Oh, hello, Phil. Come on out here a minute.
Okay. Here, fellas. Here's the ball. I'll be right back. Say, Phil, that's the most gorgeous new car I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I just picked it up and I wanted to show it to you. I'm giving it to Alice for a birthday present.
Oh, when is Alice's birthday?
January the 3rd.
January? Hey, you're a month early.
No, I'm a year late.
Well, with a present like that, I'm sure Alice will forgive you. It certainly is the nicest looking car I've ever seen.
Yeah, come here, Jackson. Come over here just a second. Look. Hey, read this.
Let's see. To Alice Faye from her handsome, ever-loving, curly-headed joy boy, Phil Harris.
Ain't that beautiful?
Yes, but you should have written it on a birthday card, not painted it on the door. That's terrible.
What's wrong with writing it on the door?
Well, Phil, everybody sees it there.
So what? I ain't ashamed of Alice.
Phil, is this a 47 model or a 48?
I don't know, but it's the latest style. Look at them fender skirts. They're 2 inches longer.
Yeah, General Motors sure gave it that new look, huh?
Boy, I can't wait to see the expression on Alice's face when I give her this car for a present.
Oh, is it a surprise?
Well, I wanted it to be, but they already sent her the bill. Well, so long, Jackson. I gotta beat it home.
So long, Phil. I hope Alice likes the car.
Hey, Mr. Benny, we're still waiting for you.
Oh, boy, come on over here. I want you to meet somebody. Hey, boy, this is Phil Harris.
Hello, Mr. Harris.
Hiya, fellas.
Say, Mr. Harris, you're married to Alice Faye, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
She sure is beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Say, Mr. Harris.
Yeah?
If you ever get tired of her, let me know.
Joey, how can you say a thing like that?
Yeah, Joey, me and Alice are a happy married couple. We got 2 beautiful little daughters.
Well, if you ever get tired of them, let us know.
Fellas.
Hiya, gang.
Oh, hello, Terry.
Well, who's this boy?
Oh, he's a new kid that moved into the neighborhood. Terry, this is Mr. Jack Benny and Mr. Phil Harris.
Hi.
Hello, Terry.
You know, Terry, Mr. Benny was All-American fullback when he played football for Yale.
Yale.
And Terry, during the war, he once shot down 46 Jap Zero planes in one day.
Gee whiz.
Hey, Jackson, did you fight?
And Mr. Benny was the first man to swim the English Channel.
Oh, I was lucky. The tide was with me.
Say, Mr. Benny, tell Terry about the time you beat Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, it was nothing, really. You see, there were 10 seconds left to play in the game. We were behind 7-6. I got the ball behind our own goal line and started down the sideline. I twisted, squirmed, stiffed on my arm way down the field. Then I saw standing between me and the goal Notre Dame's famous 5 horsemen. Realizing...
Mr. Benny, don't you mean the 4 horsemen?
5. They were making it tough for me. Realizing that they might be hard to get through, I stopped and drop-kicked a field goal from the 50-yard line, which won the game for us 9-7. The shoe I wore that day is now in the Smithsonian Institute. What an honor.
Gosh, gee whiz.
Wow.
Well, fellas, you go back and warm up a little, and I'll join you soon, huh?
Okay, let's go, gang.
Hey, Jackson.
What?
Come here.
Huh?
You dog, you.
Phil, I was just...
Look up in the air. Is it a bird? Is it a bullet? Is it a plane? No, it's Super Benny.
I don't know. There's no harm in my... Oh, never mind. See you later. So long, Phil.
So long, Lou Jack.
Lou Jack? Who's he? He must be the drummer in Phil's band. All right, boys. Up on your feet. Show a little pep. Now, let's get the game started.
Yeah, let's go.
Come on.
Now, let's see. Joey's on my side. We'll play the three of you. Stevie, you kick off and we'll receive.
Okay. Here goes. I got it, Mr. Benny. I got it.
Attaboy, I'll run interference for you. Keep behind me, Joey. Keep behind me. Keep behind me.
I'm 10 feet ahead of you.
Oh, well then. Whoop, tough luck. They got you, Joey. Okay, it's our ball. First down, 10 yards to go. Now, let's go in the huddle, Joey.
Yes, sir.
Now, look, you be center, pass me the ball, and I'll take it around left end.
Okay, let's go.
Signals. 38. 38. 38. Hey! Here I come, kids. Around left end. Better not get in my way, or I'm liable to...
Tackled him hard. His eyes are closed.
Yeah, you knocked his helmet off.
Hey, I never saw a helmet like this before. It's got a part in the middle.
Ooh.
Hey, boys, what happened to the boys?
Mr. Benny was running with the ball and Stevie tackled him. He must have hit his head.
What do we do?
Oh, just let him lay there a second. He'll come around all right.
Oh. No, waiter. Give me the check. This party's on me.
Let's get him in the house, boys. It wasn't that thought. Come on, boys. Give me a hand. Down here on the bed, boys.
Okay. Well, fellas, I think we better get going.
Gee, I sure hope Mr. Benny will be all right.
Yeah, he's a swell guy.
Don't worry, boys. I'll go down the hall with you. I want to get him a cold towel.
Oh. Oh, what happened? Where am I? Huh? Oh, I'm in my bed. Wait a minute. Who's this in bed with me?
Mr. Benny, please pay me my 50 cents.
Oh, it's you, Professor. Good night.
Hello, Mr. Benny's resident. Star of stage, screen, radio, and the Rose Bowl. Oh, hello, Miss Livingston. Oh, he's in bed. No, it's not serious. He just sprained his ankle playing football. Huh? Yeah, I guess the phone will reach over his bed. Boss, it's Miss Livingston.
Oh, hello, Mary. How are you? Well, I'm all right. It's just a little sprain. Are you going to be on the show next week? Good. Well, I'll be all right. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Boss, what are you whispering about?
Shh, the professor's asleep. Good night, Rochester.
Good night.